Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Patriots right now in complete disarray. We have updates now on the offensive line that are just mind-boggling. When you look at the names now, they're pulling in for the David Andrews injury, pulling guys off the practice squad and giving them all the first-team reps.
Can you name
her this week? I cannot. I have no idea what this person's name is, and you just looked it up, and you can't tell me what his name is.
Brian Hudson, and that's Brian with a Y-A-N.
Brian with a Y. Okay.
Undrafted rookie out of Louisville.
Okay.
He's 23 years old. He's 6'5", and he's 301. He's a bearded fella, if you want to see what he kind of looks like.
Yep. Looks like a guy. I mean, he does.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Brian Hudson looks like a guy.
I don't need to go there.
He just looks like a
guy. Save that for the 5 o'clock hour if we're going to get in trouble.
What is that? That was not a controversial
statement. I don't
know. He just looks like a guy.
This day and age, in this economy, have you seen the things going on in the world?
I didn't mean it in some sort of,
I just want my job.
They, them thing. I just meant he looks like a guy. He looks like any old guy, you know? Like, he's just a guy.
You look like a guy in, like, the good way? Like, you have confidence after looking at him that he can do the job if he has to play every snap on Sunday against
the Dolphins? I look at him and I think that guy could probably kick my ass. So, yeah, I'd say that's...
Wait, that's the barometer?
That's the barometer. I mean, what else am I supposed to glean from a headshot?
Joe Braverman could kick your ass, and you're going to play him at center?
I would mop the floor with Joe Braverman. What are you talking about?
I would agree with our chance assessment.
Jesus,
Joe. Mollywopped.
I'm trying to fluff you up here a little bit.
Gross.
Pump you up. Let's go.
He's trying to fluff him up.
Easy.
Now he's saving it for the 5 o'clock
Are you
hour.
Looking to get out early or something today?
Kind of. You're the one talking about fluffing up
Joe
Braverman.
I don't want to do 4 hours by myself.
All right.
Just because I can carry you doesn't mean I want to do it by myself.
Well, I'm not the one who's getting carted out of here after talking about fluffing up the producers. So anyways, the Patriots are favored this weekend.
How?
Despite all the problems. They're still the team that Vegas believes. Well, maybe don't believe that they'll win, but they'll believe more people are going to bet on them to win than bet on the Miami Dolphins, which I think, just based on everything that's gone on so far here and the way this thing's going, I don't know. I mean, the Dolphins to me seem like such an easier bet, don't they?
Yes.
Even without a quarterback, I look at that team and I just think that's a much better team than these Patriots.
So I may be oversimplifying this, but I would treat this game, if I'm Mike McDaniel, I'm supposed to be a genius and a schemer and all these things. Nope. Treat this game like you are a high school football coach. And a good high school football coach, in my opinion, gets the ball to his best athletes, right? It's very simple. Like, my guy is better than your guy. So if I have a big running back, I'm going to hand it to him 25 times. If I have, you know, an athlete, I throw some screen passes, get it to him in space, ends around. To me, I would be looking for the ratio for the receivers. 10 or 15 touches for Hill, 10 or 15 touches for Waddle, because I believe in space against the Patriots athletes who haven't always tackled very well, have actually given up big plays behind them, so you might want to take a couple deep shots at various points, but that's the offense I would try to run. Forget, like, oh, I got to do these orbits, bubble motions, this, that. Nope. Just get the ball to Hill and say, run fast and run far. Hey, Waddle, you run fast and you run far. Hell, Waddle ran through the Patriots 2 years ago when Duggar and Bentley both missed tackles on a long touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I just, that would be my offense. It would get it to Hill, get it to Waddle, because I think that's all you have to do.
Yeah, I remember that game too. You remember the Duke Johnson game out in Miami where he ran all over him? And I think Waddle set like the rookie reception record that day. And that was before Tua got Tyreek Hill, and that was when Flores was still there. And you were still having trouble with that team back then. Like, I look at the Dolphins like boogeymen these days, you know? Like, over the even when Brady was here, like, I never, ever felt good about matchups with the Dolphins. And even without Tua playing, I still don't this week. There's no way. Even if the Patriots were better than what they are, I'd still be wary of the Dolphins and the fact that the Patriots are such a mess. I'm surprised by this. I am. I'm surprised that there's this much action coming in on New England.
They might be the most disappointing team in the NFL, right? They're 31st in some of the power rankings, just ahead of the Patriots.
Yep.
And I know they're scrambling at the quarterback position, and they brought in Huntley, which people seem to give them an excuse for bringing in Huntley. Like, you were ill-prepared at the quarterback position. That's what this tells me.
Right.
So, you can't feel good about the Dolphins, but you're right. There is also some semblance of, like, the bus test. When you see Tyreek Hill get off the bus, you're like, oh, yeah, he's still on the Dolphins. Oh, he could make big plays against us. We could have a problem. And they have four touchdowns. That's all they have. Four touchdowns. They have 43 points. They don't score. They haven't scored.
Four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns. And
how many four touchdown games did they have last year?
Right.
Right?
So they
probably most of them.
70? What was this? 71 against Denver?
Something like that, yeah. Like, they had a crazy game against Denver.
They're going to make it through the first half of the season not scoring 70 points at the current pace they're at. Mm-hmm. Although, you never know. This is a bad matchup.
Week three, 70-20 they beat Denver. Yeah.
And now they've scored four on the season through four games. And that's where I say Mike McDaniel is sort of getting some criticism for his scheme, but they still have dangerous weapons. And Huntley, for all we want to mock him, DeMarcus Covington, don't bring up that Huntley made the Pro Bowl. He didn't really make the Pro Bowl. He had more interceptions than touchdowns. He barely played. It was a joke of a Pro Bowl trip.
It was less legit than Mac's Pro Bowl.
Way less legit.
Mac was like Dan Marino compared to Snoop Huntley.
But he is still a guy that's been around the NFL for a few years. I mean, you could throw the ball to Hill. Just have him stop, go backwards at the line, and then say, beat the guy in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a... That's the one thing I would say is I think if there's one of these two teams that has the potential to just make plays, isn't it the Dolphins?
100% it's the Dolphins. And I think that goes for the wide receivers. I think that goes for Devon Achane. I mean, I think that's, you know, that's all the way down there. I think that you have playmakers all in that roster. And whether or not Huntley can get him the ball or Boyle can get him the ball, I think Thompson's out, right? Like, I don't even know if he's going to play this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be one of those two guys going in. And I could see Huntley getting pulled and them going to Boyle. And I could see both of those guys having a terrible time trying to run the offense. But you don't have to do much, you know? Like, there's not one player on the Patriots that you think, if I just get the ball in that guy's hand with a little bit of space, watch out, he could take it to the house. Watch out, you could flip the field here. You could make this a much different-looking game. There's nobody like that on that team. Not even Ramondre Stevenson, who I like. I mean, once in a while, he'll break off a long run, but every single one of those guys in the Dolphins is a home run hitter if they can just figure out how to get on the ball.
Right, like, you can talk yourself into Antonio Gibson, right? He can be a key. He had the long run against
Seattle.
Yeah. Like, he can
do it. That was a nice play. I forgot about that.
But it's not like you're talking about Saquon Barkley, and you're certainly not talking about Hill and Waddle. Achane is a much bigger playmaker than Gibson.
Although, not last week he wasn't.
No. Well, if you look, and so I watched the Dolphins against the Bills. They got, what's your word, mollywopped by Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
They've struggled in the first half. They give up like 30 points in the first quarter, 30 points in the second quarter. The second halves have been more evenly balanced. Now, some of that is based on, I think, that Bills game, because they scored a lot of points early in that game with Josh Allen. But you look at their numbers, they're not running the ball. The other team is kind of running the ball, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
Neither team is good on third down. You look at their defense is actually holding the other team to a low third down conversion percentage. The offense is not converting on third down. You look at the QB numbers, all the QBs in Dolphins games stink, the ones playing against, and that's with Josh Allen's numbers.
True.
Like, the overall numbers aren't very good. They're just, it's almost like appropriate they're playing this game against Jacoby Brissett and a backup center, and it's who sucks less in this game
kind of
thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of what it's going to be. I'm looking around, and I'm seeing experts picking the Patriots, and I think that a lot of it, Pete Prisco over at CBS, for one, and I'm seeing, that was the main one I saw today.
He hates the Patriots.
And I saw NFL.com. They have, at the bottom, all these different people and who they're picking. I forget what all the names were, but I saw the people picking New England, which I was surprised by. I was surprised to see that. I don't know which way the money's going in Vegas or anything at this point, like sharp money or whatever, but it is surprising. It's surprising considering how big a disarray this team's in, that they're still considered better than other teams. And we talked about this the other day. You were going on about which teams the Patriots may be better off than down the road. We really couldn't come up with too many teams that they're better off than right now. Now, I don't know that there's any.
No.
And I include the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are much, much more likely to win games than the Patriots this year.
The Dolphins are more likely to win?
Yes.
Yes. Just based on talent.
Right.
I would say the one thing...
The Panthers with Dalton, I would put ahead of the... I'm not...
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I'm not exaggerating
here. It's
like
a short term... To me, that's a little bump because of the change and all that.
Sure.
I think that could kind of reseed a little bit. The one thing the Patriots have going for them is Jacoby Brissett's health, and he's their chosen quarterback. Some of these other teams are already shuffling through the quarterback, but now you could... properly say that's not a good thing. They have a bad quarterback.
Right.
He was their hand-picked bad quarterback.
The other teams recognized that there was bad quarterback play and did something about it, whereas you opted for it.
You're refusing to put in the young guy.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to talk yourself into the Patriots right now, this team. They're not well coached, in my opinion. They're banged up all over the place. Fundamentally, they keep talking about it, and I agree with it, but when you keep talking about fundamentals, they don't often just, you're going to flip a switch and suddenly the pass rush, for example. Suddenly the pass rush is not going to allow Huntley to run around.
Right.
Why? You let Geno Smith, you let Aaron Rodgers, you let Brock Purdy.
So Purdy danced the jig all over you.
And Huntley's a better runner than he is.
Yeah.
So suddenly you're just going to fix that? Why? Why should I believe you're going to fix something that seems like it's just an inherent problem? Oh, because Devon Godshaw called you out for it in the media, and Mayo agreed with him, and all the coordinators agree, and DeMarcus Covington turned into a freaking DJ on the podium today. We're going to get into that later. I'm a little down on DeMarcus Covington. I think he's a nice guy, and I heard the midday show talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
This team does have a lot of nice guys.
Yeah.
Mayo, Brissett, we talk about it.
Good
Covington,
guy.
All Van these
Pelt's
guys.
A good guy,
yeah.
Seems like, yeah.
They all kind of stink. Mm. And I'm just, it's harsh. Gerard told me, I'm in the media, so I have to call it like I see it, right?
Yep.
I'm just listening to the head coach. I'm doing what he told me to do. They all are very nice men who are struggling big time in their jobs right now.
Yeah, agreed with that. And I was looking at, speaking of CBS, I was looking at their top five questions going into week five, and one of them was about the Steelers. And I didn't know this about the Steelers. But they're thinking about putting Russell Wilson back in this week, and I was reading about that, and it says it would be a mistake to put in a rusty 35-year-old who lost some of his mobility behind an offensive line that is now down four starters. Did you know the Steelers are down four starters on their offensive line?
I did not.
I didn't know that. The Steelers are 3-1, by the way. Their one loss was last week. They lost by 3 to Indy. Why are the Steelers so much better than the Patriots? They had a messed up quarterback situation. They had to trade for Justin Fields and sign an old-timer like Russell Wilson. Like, they have not great weapons at their disposal either on offense. They have four offensive linemen all down with injuries, and they're 3-1. Meanwhile, the Patriots are a total mess.
I never would have thought 10 years ago I'd be saying this. They have a Hall of Fame head coach.
Yeah.
They have stability atop the coaching staff, atop the team. And any of these things you've seen recently, there was another clip, like Tomlin is impressive as a leader. There was one recently that I hear coaches talk about, oh, I can't get this guy to do what I want. Well, that's a failure in coaching. It's not the guy's fault. That's your job.
Yep.
That's your job to figure out how to reach him and teach him. And I think that's where it starts. It's not an accident that Mike Tomlin doesn't have losing seasons. Don't tell me he always has the talent to have a winning record.
Yeah,
agreed. Or a 500 record. And I think this is an example. Stability and ability. The stability of the organization and the coach and the ability of them to make chicken salad. This is why...
When were the Steelers last, like, a legit Super Bowl contender? Because it's been a while since you can say that.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely been a while.
They don't lose. They don't have losing seasons, but they have they been real competitors?
No.
Like, do you have to bottom out completely, get a quarterback in the draft? Like, trading for Justin Fields was sort of a risky thing, and Russell Wilson's a bridge quarterback at this point. And both of those guys were guys I considered for the Patriots that I thought might have made more sense than Jacoby Brissett personally. But either way, like, is that the reason why?
You have to bottom out to get that guy and come back?
I mean,
hell, they bottomed out to get Roethlisberger.
True.
That was like 1 year they were bad, they got Roethlisberger. And I think this is a lesson.
Tommy Maddox years?
When you take Pickett, I think they had injuries or some injury hit, they got Roethlisberger and it worked. But when you take Pickett, you can't get an elite quarterback, so we're going to force this. And this guy's going to, nope, he's not going to be, and you're going to keep looking. So the people like you at the beginning of the year that told me, oh, I would love a 9-8 season. That would show something. You end up the Steelers. You end up a mediocre team forever because you never get the blue chip marquee talent because you didn't bottom out. And sometimes you have to bottom out to get the Mac Jones.
Patriots are on their second rebuild now. So, you know,
yeah, but like, how'd they try it?
They tried it with a quarterback.
With a middle of the first round, far from marquee quarterback, right?
Fair. I mean, 15. What was Mahomes? 10?
Yeah, but you know, talent wise, I'm saying like,
okay.
To me, Mac Jones is closer to Pickett than he is to Mahomes. Like,
yeah, I'd agree
you
with
swung,
that.
And also you
they're
missed.
Both backups right now. Yeah,
but I think you have to bottom out. And remember, the Chiefs were a good team that traded up to get Mahomes.
Right.
So I do think the Steelers are maybe too stable for their own good. If you want a Super Bowl contender, because you draft well, they find ways to get receivers, defensive players. They find ways.
So then, why do you have to bottom out if you can be a good team like the Chiefs and trade into the top 10 and just do that and get your quarterback that way? Like,
well,
that's not impossible. Teams do it.
Right. If you really hit, I mean, it's challenging. You got to make a lot of really good moves, and that's not the only reason the Chiefs. Andy Reid, you have the best coach in football, maybe of this generation. I think that argument gets stronger by the day.
Sure.
The greatest coach of this generation, Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you heard me, Patriots fans, and I'm happy to debate you anytime
you want.
I'm not arguing. You also hit on, you know, you took a Patriot approach to Tyreek Hill. He came in with baggage. There was a reason you got him in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Fifth round, and there was a bad story. That was
Yeah, really bad story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you hit on Kelsey. Like, you had some picks that weren't marquee picks that you really hit on. And you also maybe took some liberties in your scouting department. So, yeah, there's a million ways to do it. But in general, I don't want to be 8-8 or 9-8 or 8-8-1 or whatever the hell the Steelers seem to be every year. Nope, I would not want to do that. I'll take another 3 or 4 win season, or 1 or 2.
Well, how many of those do you want? I mean, like, just one more,
I told you.
That's it, just one?
Well, you're not listening to the Andy Hart plan.
So two? You get two, four win seasons?
Yeah, and if you don't figure it out, then Mayo and Wolf, you're in trouble. But if you figure it out, you get Will Campbell, you get Travis Hunter, whoever it is, boom, boom, boom. Now it's a year for they're playing next year. You're going to have your lumps next year, too. You're going to be young, but you're going to see the fruit. It's starting to mature, and it's going to be oh so ripe soon. And when it's ripe, it's going to be sweet.
What are you talking about? What fruit is going to mature? What fruit?
The fruits of your roster.
Drake May. Yeah. What other fruits of the roster are there on this roster?
Will Campbell or Travis Hunter or whatever the next fruit is.
All right.
There's like a little flower. You know how fruits come from flowers? Right now,
yes.
It's just a little flower.
You don't even
soon
have those guys
yet. It's going to be a little fruit.
The only little flower that's there right now is Drake May. I don't know if there's
any other. Drake May's a fruit. The flower is the first round pick.
Save that.
Great. No, we're not saving that. You're in a weird mood.
You're the one saying weird stuff. Don't yell at me.
It's not weird if it's right.
It's okay. Well, fine. Gonna get you a little tape recorder. You can like Tobias Funke.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, listen, I think that in terms, and we can talk about this, roster building and having pieces in place here to build around, I'm looking at the Patriots, and I'm sorry, I don't see a lot of that. I think that this roster is a product of that.
What about Polk and Baker? Lack of depth.
What about them?
What
about Polk and Baker? Baker can't get on the field.
PFF told me
getting the ball. I don't know. I mean, like,
they're upset. They want the ball. Pop Douglas. If they could just get the damn ball, they'd show people like you how good they are.
Mm-hmm. So
you don't believe it?
Not really.
That's why you got to put in Drake May.
Is Jalen Polk someone that you can just get the ball to in space like Jalen Waddle, and all of a sudden they're taking off? Like,
not.
No, of course not.
No, he's a possession receiver,
right? And a possession receiver is a nice thing to have.
Yeah.
But is that a building block for an offense? Like,
it's not the
most
important building block,
right?
But it's like a connecting building.
It's
block.
A nice thing to have. It's a nice thing
when
to
you
have
add
a good
that
offense.
To T. Yes. Higgins, and when you add that to Pop Douglas, and Drake May is in, all of a sudden you might have an offense.
Might have fruit on your tree.
It's a very fruitful tree
that you can pluck.
I don't know
one
why
day.
You're mocking me?
Because you were saying weird.
Oh, that's not nice. Somebody
you sound
compared
like a
me to
Fruit of the Loom commercial.
Some ringer Tom One compared me to Nick Sirianni. I don't think that's a compliment.
Nick Sirianni.
That doesn't seem like a compliment.
Like you look like him, or
no? No, sounds like. I
you
think.
Sound like Nick Sirianni,
and he's kind of a boob. Remember when he got to Philadelphia? And we're gonna have a plan, and we're gonna have smart players. And part of having a plan and smart players is being smart and
yes,
having a plan.
I do
and he
remember
just babbled
that.
On and on, and it was awful.
Not as bad as Joe Judge and the blue collar
nope.
jersey rally speed. Like that was maybe the worst one of all time.
Speaking of which,
yes,
Gerard Mayo comparing himself to Shanahan and Campbell is kind of disrespectful to the resumes those guys had already put together.
A little bit, yeah.
Shanahan had been all around the league, had Matt Ryan as an MVP quarterback. He was in a Super Bowl. Like, he had developed an offensive pedigree and mastermind. Dan Campbell had already been a head coach.
Right.
Right?
Not a very good one, but yeah.
But he was a head coach.
He was a head coach.
Gerard Mayo had never called plays.
Right.
Anywhere.
He was a linebacker's coach with a lot of responsibility. Which was more Belichick's fault,
maybe
I'd
say. Maybe a lot of responsibility.
You don't think he had a lot of responsibility?
I don't know. The defense seems to stink. Can we agree?
Yes.
Okay. So the defense in 1 year went from really good to stinky after
Devin McCourty retired.
No, he wasn't here last year, and they were good. This year it got stinky because Bill Belichick
right,
left and Steve Belichick left. The guy who's the architect and the guy who's the play caller, correct?
Yes.
And everybody overlooked that in the offseason and just said, oh, I'm Mina Kimes.
If it was Steve Belichick still here, you think Steve Belichick still here, his defense is good again?
Did he or did he not call the plays?
Who do you think gave him the plays?
Bill Belichick.
Right.
Right.
So he did what Dad told him to do. I don't
My
really think that's
all
impressive.
My point is they're both gone.
Right.
So,
but it only matters that Bill's gone.
Mayo doesn't even have the memory of what play he called in the situation at hand. You replaced the two most important people on a defense and thought it wouldn't matter.
Okay.
And it has mattered greatly.
Most important people, like, I mean, it's being the vessel to repeat what Bill said, I guess, makes him important. But that's also something Mayo could have very easily done, I think.
As somebody who's begun to memorize, like, my FanDuel ads just based on saying them a lot,
yeah.
Doesn't it seep into your head?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Totally. I could do the whole disclaimer right off the
top. Right, GAM 1-2-3-4,
mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so you don't think Steve Belichick would have been more prepared to call defenses and run this defense is just based purely on what Bill told him to do?
Not really, no.
Oh, boy.
I don't think so. I think they were all in the room together. They all were involved.
So no loss was Steve Belichick, who called the plays every game for, what, three
if
years?
If Steve Belichick was here...
They'd
and
be better?
I don't really think so, no.
You sure about that?
I don't think so.
How do you say that?
How can I say I'm saying I don't think so?
Well, when he called plays, they were better.
Yeah, but he was calling the plays from Bill.
Okay.
He's going to be calling the plays from Gerard
Mayo. Not to mention,
now.
If he were still calling plays and they were struggling, who do you think he'd call?
Probably Bill.
Okay. So you'd have some Bill input. He'd be an unpaid, actually be a paid consultant.
And Bill, when he's out, you know, riding bikes with his 23-year-old girlfriend, probably say, I'll call you back there, Steve.
I think he'd call his son back. He's been visiting Washington all the time.
That's true, because they pay him $50,000 to eat dinner. Boosters. There's a whole thing going on out there in Washington.
Robert's paying him like $25 million, isn't he?
That's true.
So you can answer the damn phone from Gillette Stadium when it's your son calling.
Well, why does he answer for Mayo then?
Because they stopped talking in the middle of last season, never mind this season.
What?
Right?
Then why would
not his son?
Why would Bill want to help out the Patriots? Why would he want to help out the Patriots though?
If his son was the defensive coordinator,
yeah,
he's tried to make his son look good as the defensive coordinator.
His son's the safeties coach right now.
No, I know.
So why is
maybe he answers
helping
his calls
out right now?
They got two good safeties, and yet people are throwing deep on him. You're right. Brian should call.
Yeah, or maybe. Bill Belichick's not exactly the defensive genius at 72, removed from the game.
So
maybe the defense last year was a little overrated, I think, by the way. I do think last year that the defense was overrated.
Not as overrated as this defense.
This defense is, I think, properly rated. They're like 27th in the league.
All summer, people told me they were going to be good.
I'm talking about right now.
No, I'm talking about what people told me about this defense, how it was going to win games, and they were going to lean on it, and it was going to be just as good. And I said, wait a minute. How do you lose the architect of the defense and the play caller of the defense and just pretend that won't matter?
Well, the team's going to win four games with or without them. So, and if they get that far, I'd say
sure
they'd be lucky.
That?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I'm thinking it's about what they're getting at.
By the way, I got plus money on my
Why team. Are you so bitchy today? Jesus, my God. You're unbelievable. We're one segment in. You're unbelievable today.
And it's a
like,
really
this
long
is, this
segment.
Is by far the
I'm wound up. I don't know
the
why.
The most extra you've ever been in the month we've worked together.
Extra?
Yes, extra by far. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.